posted anything about beards.
LunaticRadio.com, the worldwide leader in trash trailer humor.
Don't hear it.
LunaticRadio.com.
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 LunaticRadio.
LunaticRadio.com.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, your voice sounded a little better.
Get pumped. Rah.
Yeah, trance music. It's LunaticRadio.com. Show back from break emails at the show at LunaticRadio.com. Holla.
Holla at your bitches, yo.
Sound a little raspy today. I'm a little sick. That's okay. We keep it pumping here on Lunatic Radio. It's two for Tuesday. I just always wanted to say that. Coming up in the break, we got Stone Temple Pilots. Followed by some
Nickelback. Just get on with it, biatch.
Word up. Time for the effing news, everybody.
This is usually pretty funny for me. I usually enjoy watching you do this.
Why?
Because you're like, today. No, I'm just kidding. That's me.
And now, the effing news.
Effing news, everybody, brought to you today by 98.5 The Bone, Long Island's world-class rock, and The Bone Morning Crew.
The Brew Crew.
The Brew Crew. With Amy Fisher, Long Island Lolita, person who...
Bad!
Shot somebody 10 years ago, gets a morning show.
She's a glorified slut.
How about that, Amy Fisher? Welcome. Congratulations.
I'd bang her.
Amy Fisher?
Yeah, I would, just to say I did it.
Oh, okay.
I hate when he does that. Totally makes it
just to say you did it.
Yep.
And, okay. You feel good about that choice.
I'd be like, I banged Amy Fisher. Hell yeah.
Right.
She was hot back in the day, a little bit. Like, if you're into mall chicks.
Yeah.
Sorry, mister, I haven't had sex in this century, but... See?
How about this? Dan Rather is leaving CBS, everybody. The CBS Evening News with Dan Rather will be no longer starting March. Starting in March 2005.
Very sad.
Apparently, Dan Rather has kicked Tom Brokaw in the gonads by announcing his retirement the week Tom Brokaw is retiring. Tom Brokaw's last broadcast is on when? Wednesday. This week.
Dan Rather's not retiring.
Well, yeah, while he's leaving the CBS Evening
the anchor
news.
Desk.
Yeah, retiring.
He'll be on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, who cares? He'll be on 60 Minutes for 2 minutes talking about nothing.
I think CBS is making him. I don't buy the whole retiring thing.
I'm making a Dan Rather CBS News reporting. Don't you hate him? He looks like a big tool on the TV. I can't watch Dan Rather. It's like watching my grandfather have like a fit every night.
I hear you.
You know?
I don't watch him anyway.
Like every night he signs off CBS News, Dan Rather reporting. See you later. Who cares? Well, we know you're Dan Rather. Why do you got to say your name at the end of goddamn broadcast? Be like Brokaw and be like, I'll see you tomorrow. All right, I'm out.
Dan Rather's a big liberal puke.
Tom Brokaw's like, I'm out.
I'm glad to see his old ass go. I never liked him anyway.
You know? Peter Jennings is like, yo, I'm out, dog. Later. See you tomorrow with the ABC News. Dan Rather's like, CBS News, Dan Rather reporting. And I got a pole up my ass. I'll see you tomorrow.
No.
That's dead on.
Dead on, balls accurate, that impression.
Dead on.
But, yeah, he's leaving. So how about that? Anybody care?
See you, Dick.
See you, Dick. Hey, look at this, everybody. Michael Moortop's list of least intriguing stars of 2004. How about that? Anybody interested? All right, Michael Moore heads the list at number one. Coming in number two, can you guess it?
No.
Halle Berry, the actress that won Best Actress for Monster Balls.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Coming in third place was Walt Disney executive Michael Eisner, who was, like, in a hostile takeover with some crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some hoes wanted a hostile takeover his ass. Coming in fourth was M. Night Shyamalan, who made that crappy movie, The Village, which was I heard was the worst movie ever. And M. Night Shyamalan was supposed to be a good director.
Yeah, he should have stopped after I See Dead People, because the other one sucked too, Signs.
He sucks. He came in fourth of the least intriguing stars list.
Are we anywhere on that list?
No. Coming in fifth was two guys, Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
It's because they did all those movies together.
And to round out the rest of the list was in sixth, Reese Witherspoon, Jimmy Fallon.
I would bang Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Paris Hilton, who's a hot piece of ass, and we were watching her porno video again before the show today. And coming in 10th was Ben Affleck, the greatest actor ever. Okay?
You know what the listeners are thinking right now?
Really boring.
Come on.
Listeners are wondering if this story is on that list.
That was one of the least intriguing stories ever.
Ever talked about on Lunatic Radio.
Folks in Mississippi should be on the lookout for a Frankenstein robber, everybody.
Where do you find this stuff?
Three times in less than 3 weeks, a man in a Frankenstein mask has robbed or attempted to rob area businesses in Mississippi. He's described as a heavyset white male, 5'10". Now, that doesn't sound like Frankenstein to me. And he struck first 2 days before Halloween. The man is said to have a weapon, and he's gotten away with cash. On November 10th, the same man robbed the Little Caesars Pizza Restaurant. So he's a fat man in a Frankenstein mask robbing crap in Mississippi.
Way to go.
Tuesday night, Frankenstein struck again, this time at the Jackson Save-A-Lot. But before he couldn't get away before clerks got on the PA and said there's a dude with a Frankenstein mask robbing the joint. Pretty much that's what the article says.
Good article.
The man in the Frankenstein mask... People in Jackson, Mississippi, and down there in Mississippi, be on the lookout because this guy's still on the prowl.
Where is it, Jackson, Mississippi?
Florida.
Oh, I guess it's a lot better than. I won't even go there. Frankenstein mask. I guess they're used to seeing guys run around in masks, hoods, whatever, white hoods.
And that was a completely pointless story. But Frankenstein is robbing joints.
Getting very nervous.
I don't know. What is the guy?
Shoot. What's the next story? Fire it at us. Is it good? Just give us the title and we'll decide for you.
F*** it, dude. F*** the news.
Yeah, man. Come on with this. This is killer, dude. You got something good in there. Come on. Read something good.
Alright, here we go. Flying drunk is now illegal in Pennsylvania.
There you go.
How about
this?
That
sounds promising.
A bit over 100 years after the Wright brothers made history at Kitty Hawk... It is finally illegal to fly drunk in Pennsylvania.
About time.
The voters in the House voted 184-10 in favor of new legislation.
10 people thought it was cool to fly drunk?
That's the thing.
Nice.
Which begs the question, who the hell are the 10 people that voted?
Ted Kennedy.
Oh, God damn it.
You gotta figure there's a couple other drunks on the...
So it's illegal to fly drunk in Pennsylvania. Thank God.
Oh, this is... Oh, all right. This is just Pennsylvania. All right. Ted Kennedy had nothing to do with it.
No, he had nothing to do with it.
Damn, that would have been a funny story.
But in the state house, the vote was 184-10.
Damn, I got
that
you.
Means 10 people...
Think it's cool.
Think it's fine. You know, actually, they go on to say that the 10 people who voted against this bill to ban drunken flying did it because of tax laws. They didn't want the taxes to go up. That's great. Hmm. So let's just get the...
So when a Cessna crashes into the house and the guy's like, dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was hammered. Tell him no problem. At least my taxes aren't going up.
My taxes aren't going up. But yeah. Thanks for driving a Cessna into my daughter's bed.
Don't worry about it. I'm glad my taxes haven't been raised.
Jackass.
You keep drinking and flying, pal.
You jackass.
You tool. So it's now illegal to drink and fly. Pennsylvania.
Nice work.
Yeah.
What do you got? What's next? Make it funny. Because we don't want to be boring. We want to be funny, 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 funny. Come on. You got something else in there.
I got nothing else. That's it with the news. That was a quick blurb of the news.
I think we did. The news should always be a quick blurb. No one cares about Frankenstein robbing people in Jackson, Mississippi, except for people in Jackson, Mississippi. Nice. He just tossed it.
Tossed the news. Out of the news. In with the good stuff.
Nice. Bring on the bitches.
Yeah, hold on.
La 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 la.
Not that bitch.
La 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 la.
That's my mother.
La, la, la.
You called my mom a whore once.
I did not.
La 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 la. Happy New Year, Lunatic Radio!
Alright, it's a little prior to Happy New Year. Sorry. But I just wanted to kill the listeners a little bit more before we left. Sweating bullets over here. Alright, it's time for the Honest of the Week and we're going to get out of here because I'm sick.
Yeah, you sound like
get some bed. Why you got a curse?
You just said the F word like three times before.
I don't care.
You're listening to the best.
Word them up. A lot to get to on today's show. Not really, but I like to say that at the top of the show to get people interested.
Or the worst of lunaticradio.com.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the lunaticradio.com show back from break. I tell you what. We got Sunset Thomas on the line, and she just heard, like, the little spots we run, crap like that. I gotta imagine, she's like, what the hell did I just get myself into?
If she didn't hang up, she's a trooper.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody, our special guest is on the line with us, Sunset Thomas, all the way from...
Guys.
There she is.
Okay, you know what? I have to say, that was awesome how you guys played Neil Diamond in a porn version. I love Neil Diamond. I got such a kick out of that. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
That rocked. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
Waiting patiently through
that
the breaks.
Cool, because I love Neil Diamond.
Yeah, he's a trooper, Neil Diamond. I love him. He's so corny, but he's still
like,
good.
He's so corny. He's cool. He's like.
I never knew he played a porno song before.
So, I gotta imagine life for you nowadays is pretty cool with the HBO show and everything like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really cool. The only tough thing is these days, it's hard for me to just go out and be a normal person, go to the mall, go shopping. I mean, I love my fans, but I get mauled every time I go anywhere anymore.
I gotta imagine that.
I'm a bodyguard. Box, dude.
Now, do you
I want to feel normal sometimes, you know?
Do you ever get any, like, odd requests from fans?
Well, I used to when I worked at the ranch.
Yeah. I gotta imagine so, yeah.
Right.
I had one guy come in. He wanted to book and pay, like, $3,000 for an hour. And he says, all I want you to do is shit on me. I was like, dude, there's no way I'm going to. Pretty gross. Come on. That is sick.
Oh, that's bad.
Strange. You got to admit, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. That's kind of, that's gross.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's delightful. I mean,
Well, hey, for $3,000, I'd crap on somebody.
I really didn't want to hear that one. I did you want to hear the really sexual one? You didn't want to hear the really yucky one.
I don't really care. Actually, that kind of stuff turns me on. I think it's just funny to hear, like, because we used to have a phone sex operator used to call us on the show from time to time, and she would tell us about how she would have customers call, and they would just be like, "Can you just sneeze on the phone? Because that's hot to me. Please just sneeze on the phone." So I gotta imagine when you get some wacky requests when you go to the Bunny Ranch.
I want you to just spit in his mouth and stuff like that. I was like, oh, gross. You boogies and guys spit in his mouth.
Oh.
God, that was work.
What?
Oh, dude, I thought it was just true. Let's have gags. That's just spitting your mouth.
What kind of childhood does a dude have to where, like, getting shit on is a turn on?
Well,
I don't want to know that guy's background, I don't think.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Oh.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I hear that.
So, what are you doing nowadays? Besides, you know, the Bunny Ranch, of course, everybody knows about.
Well, I know the Cat House has been airing it for about 2 years. Like, it's been like I've still been there. But actually, I have been away from the Bunny Ranch for about 2 years, and then I moved over to the Kit Kat for a little while. But now I took over owning clubs. And being a club owner, I can't really be a girl working at the brothel, so I actually no longer work at the brothels anymore. And I've been really busy with my clubs. I picked one up in Phoenix, Arizona, and I just recently did a grand opening here in Reno.
So that's a nice change of pace for you, and I'm sure it brings in a nice chunk of change as well.
Oh, yeah, you know. You know, I picked Phoenix, Arizona, because you get a lot of beginner crowd. There's a lot of colleges there, and it's great. There's party animals there. So I wanted to grab the young crowd, and then I picked Reno because you get still your young crowd, but you get a lot of the older guys as well. So I kind of wanted to do a mix and share a new part of my life with the guys and like open clubs. And then I got also a book coming out in the middle of the year as well.
Oh, yeah?
Got a company bought it and everything, and it's going to come out pretty soon.
Is it like an autobiography type of thing, or?
It's a biography about my life, and I know a lot of my fans, when they see me in person and everything, are out dancing as well. I've always been peppy and happy. My life is great. Nothing's going wrong. But I never told behind the closed doors. What goes on with Sunset when the door closes and the fans aren't around?
And right.
I found out a lot of really amazing things that I went through, but it was amazing how I could be so peppy and happy and go lucky and very sexual with them.
That's what I want to know about. You know what I mean? I want to know what goes on behind the doors with the porn stars. That's what I want to know. Because I just see them on the damn computer or the internet.
I think I've had more fun with the door open with the fans when it comes sexual-wise than behind the closed doors. You know, it's a good little mix in there, you know. It's a lot of personal stuff. So It'd be cool, yeah.
I hate to bring this up, but like your life and my life are like the opposite. Like you have a lot of sexual experiences, and I have none.
We'll let you in on a little secret. Our co-host Kieran McCann has not had sex in 7 years.
Well, dude, I'm going to have to just come down and visit you guys.
No! Now, I'll tell you this. I'll say this, and I could say this being a guy. He's a cute guy. He's good looking. He's just, for some reason, it never quite works out in his favor.
You know,
it's not about the looks. It's not about the looks. It's about how you move it, baby.
Right, yeah.
I don't think I know how to move it anymore.
He's got no game, so to speak.
He has no game.
No.
Do you like dancing? Do you ever go out and dance and really twist your hips and shit like that?
I'm 5'7" and white. I don't have any groove.
Start moving those hips and stuff. And when you're having sex, that's what you do with the girl. You just, you know, move those hips.
Well, I think God actually wants to repo my penis.
Make your cock think like it's a spoon, and you're stirring something. You know, kind of get me and grind it.
See, you should be taking notes, and you're just sitting there.
Yeah, I'm just having a dry streak. I peaked in college, and that was it. It just dried up.
And I'll tell you a little backstory. Last year, we went to Vegas, and he could have gotten laid, but he screwed it up all on his own. And the girl basically said, "You had your chance," and walked away.
How bizarre is it?
Oh, man. Well, that's because he said something ridiculous. I mean, it's...
Well, he did say something ridiculous.
It's sexual.
Yes, he did say something ridiculous.
Well, see, it wasn't the sex part. It was what he said.
Yeah.
Well,
that's usually what does it for him. In some way, shape, or form, he always sort of puts his foot in his mouth, and that's the end of the story.
The whole backstory is that Ron, when I went to Vegas with Ron, my co-host here, he told me that like pretty much any chick that comes up to you and asks you for a date or starts kissing you on the ears is most likely a prostitute or a hooker or something.
Most likely, I said. Not always.
So that's what I thought, because that never happens to you know, a guy like me. So I thought they were hookers, and I just tried to run away and stuff like that.
Well, you know, make a deal with him. Next time he goes with you, just tell him to talk less. That might work.
Right.
Well, I tried to explain
and you talk
to him.
More, because you got a great voice. You talk more.
Yeah.
Make him talk less. You talk more.
I do the talking, baby. I tried to explain to him that they were not indeed hookers. I said, they're not hookers. Trust me. I know this. And he wouldn't believe me until finally she got...
Believe me. You know how you're going to know it's a hooker, and like within 10 or 20 minutes, she's going to ask, she's going to give you a price, all
right?
And then you'll know she's a hooker.
Right. There were a couple girls who were there on their 21st birthday.
Yeah. Well, I quite honestly, halfway through the conversation with these two girls, I was starting to think about my bank account and stuff like that. So that just killed the mood for me.
That's what I just... Well, see, you got to stop thinking that part. You got to hook her right away. I told you, within 20 or 30 minutes, she'll give you a price number. Then you'll know she's a hooker, okay?
So Sunset Thomas, everybody.
Sunset, I know.
Sunset Thomas is joining us on the LunaticRadio.com show. Hey, I just appreciate you taking the time out to come and talk to us.
No, I'm glad you guys let me on. It's fun.
Yeah, cool stuff. We actually have a little game because you've been in, you've made a ton of films, right? Probably over, 150, you would say?
Oh, yeah. I've been in
the
business for 13 years.
Yeah. So,
a long time.
My co-host, Ron, has a little game he came up with. Ron, why don't you describe what's going on here?
Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to play a game called Movie That You Starred In or One That We Made Up. So we're going to give you the name of a movie.
So am I supposed to guess it?
Yeah, we're going to give you...
Whether it's true or not?
Right, we're going to give you the name of a movie, and you tell us if that's a movie that you've been in or one that we just made up the title.
Right, so we're going to give you two titles.
You guys are going to show I don't keep up with it all. Okay, go ahead.
Believe me, I can't remember what I did yesterday, so don't worry.
All right.
I know I did yesterday, but I don't know about 2 months ago. But go ahead.
All right, the first movie would be Fuck Men, Let's Eat.
No.
No?
That's actually... No, yep, you have been in that movie.
It says, according to our sources, you have been in that movie.
Yes.
But, you know, they do take some scenes that you've done in other movies, and they'll turn around and put it in a different movie and give it a different title.
So
okay.
See, we did not know that.
Let you know that little secret, okay? I'm not having a blonde moment.
Oh, okay. See, that's something you do not know.
See, that's inside information for us guys that just watch the porn.
They do stuff and put it in other movies, but anyway, I didn't tell you guys that.
That's great. All right, go ahead, Ron.
All right, title number two, Buzzing, A Love Story.
What? Say that again?
The name of the movie is Buzzing, A Love Story.
No.
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah, that's one, that,
not
one,
that,
one that we made up.
Yes. This bit's going great, isn't it, Sunset?
All right. The next one would be Eaten Inside the Box.
Eaten Inside the Box? No.
No, you've been in that one,
well,
too.
It says you have.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Well.
Where'd you guys get these titles? Because I don't even have these on my website.
Oh, this is from GameLink.com.
According to GameLink.com.
Is this like an Adam and Eve movie or something?
Hang on. Let me,
I'm curious. Actually, I
gotta
look that up.
It's a Filth Factory movie.
No, never heard of it.
Never heard.
I'll call you guys later and get this.
It's got Tabitha Stevens and Nikki Sinn and Melanie Moore.
All right. Proceed.
Okay.
We'll see if this bit works. We'll give it two more tries and then we'll go on to something else.
All right. How about Cat Snatch?
No.
Nope, you were in that one too.
No, I was not. Yeah. Oh, you said Cat Snatch. I thought you said Cat something. No, I know I was in that one. I'm sorry.
Cat Snatch? You were in that one.
Yes, I was in that one.
Okay.
With Julie Meadows and Velvet Rose.
All right.
I remember that. I was running around stealing cats.
Go ahead, Ron. What's our next one?
All right, the next one.
I did a DT in it. Okay.
All right, the next one. How about the next and last one?
Yeah. Yeah, because this bit is
Yeah.
Going nowhere.
Buttermilk Biscuits 5.
No.
That's correct.
Correct. You were not in that one.
That was one we made up.
That was one we made up.
Boy, that was a lot more funnier than pre-production.
Yeah. Like, in pre-show discussion, that sounded like a great idea to do. Because I was thinking in my head, I was like, man, I can't remember what I did yesterday. And I bet you, I was like, Sunset probably doesn't remember what she did 5 years ago because she's been in a lot of movies, you know?
Yeah.
I've been working hard.
A lot of movies. It's amazing.
And now that she has...
I've been in pregnant movies. Come on.
And now that she has, you know, the clubs and the cat house and you got all sorts of stuff going on.
You know, I've worked a lot of records in this business. I mean, when I started working at the cat houses and stuff, I mean, the porn business went bonkers. They were like, there's no way you shouldn't work out there. You make us look like sluts and whores. And I got in front of everyone in a big media thing I had to go to, and I looked at them and I said, you know what? They think we're fucking fools anyway, so what's the big deal that I go out to the cat house and want to have sex with my fans in a legal place,
right?
Instead of doing like half of you do private parties when you're featured dancing, why don't I take it to a legal place and I get busted and get in trouble?
Yeah, right.
So, and if I'm going to do that, of course I'm going to promote it like crazy, because I want my fans to come out there. I want to make good money at the same time.
That's
silly.
More power to you. You should be able to capitalize on your abilities, you know?
Amazing, because a lot of adult stars wanted to go out there and work at the ranches, and they gave them a hard time for a while, but now, after time went on and HBO and stuff like that started airing, it was like, okay, it's okay, porn stars can all go out there now, you know? So it's amazing how people change their minds so quickly, but I was strong for it all, you know, when everyone was like, oh, this is bad, Sunset, you can't do this, you know? And I was like, no, and I broke that record, you know? To do that, hey, it's all right to do that. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, so, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. Now, what about guys that you worked with? Was there a certain thing that, like guys, like, not, you know, bad breath or something like that? That would just be, you'd be like, come on, you know, like have a cert or a breath mint or something.
You know, I was always good because when I was in my dressing room, as soon as I got done with makeup, I'd always take whoever I was with, if we had dialogue or whatever, and we'd go study. I'd always take my little mint things, and I always do it in a cute way. Even if I didn't know if they had bad breath or not, I'd be like, right. Hey, you want a mint? Sure, you know you want a mint.
Yeah.
You know, I just give them a mint.
There you go.
Hey, you want to take a shower?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, when you were starring in the movies, did you have some say over who you got to work with? Like, did you have to, like, did they say, okay, you can pick these five guys, or was it just, this is the guy you're with today?
In the beginning of my career, before I semi became a name, you kind of had to, you know, work with who they coach you to a little bit. But as your name gets a little bigger, you can say, hey, no, this is my list.
Right.
And I would have a list of guys, and these are the only guys I work with. So if you could book these guys with me, then that's fine. And, you know, that's the way it was, because, you know, there's certain guys that I really enjoy working with, and I know when I go in and do my scene, we're going to go in there and pound it and have hard sex. And sometimes when you're shooting on set, it's really hard, because then they'll all of a sudden say, okay, we're going to shoot the soft core, so the guy can actually really take it out and pretend like he's doing it with you. And I don't like that. And the more younger guys, they're like, they'll do that. And I'm like, I can't fake like I'm coming. It drives me crazy. So the reason why I always pick some of the older guys is because they're great at that. They'll just would fuck the whole entire time. It's great.
Oh.
And I hate faking. I'm not a faker.
I hate faking, too.
I have to do it. That's why I got the camera in front of me. I want to just, you know, enjoy it. So.
I think I want to mail myself to you in a box. FedEx style. That's cool, man. You're so down to earth.
I'll be there to bar or Sunset.
You're so down to earth. It's like, it's very refreshing, you know?
Well, you know, I never forgot where I came from. And every now and then, you know, I'm a country girl, and my family, we're hillbillies. And every now and then, I go back home, because my family, you know, a lot of them are still live really poor. And when I go back and I see their lifestyle, and then I go back to my nice lifestyle and how hard I worked to get this big, beautiful house, it makes me realize, hey, don't forget where you came from, you know? And if it wasn't for your fans and having these long lines coming up and wanting autographs from you, you wouldn't be the big name you are. Yes, you worked hard to get where you're at, but the fans keep you alive, you know? If you don't have your fans, you're nothing. And I love my fans. My fans have been through a lot with me. Between marriages, boyfriends and pregnancies, my fans been for life. Just, you know, great sex on top of it, you know?
That's great.
Sweet.
I got to imagine with 13 years in the business and all these, the clubs and the shows and all this stuff, I got to imagine you're living very, very comfortably.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do. Of course I do.
Nothing's better than that, I swear.
Now, do you ever...
Well, I got a big house in Vegas. I got a big 7-bedroom house. Nice. I have a laundry room upstairs and downstairs. And I have a live-in nanny.
Nice.
That's your town, Ron, right there, Vegas.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Vegas. I'm a big Vegas guy.
Vegas. It's so damn hot there right now, Dad. I'm actually in Reno right now. But, God, it's so hot in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oof, that heat just kills me.
Yeah, yeah. It's like sticking your head in an oven.
Yeah, well, my old skirt and schools and things like that are better, you know. Mm. So I'm a family woman, so I think of my children, so...
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out to come talk to us.
I thought you guys thought you would never have this conversation with a porn star.
No.
You thought I'd ever start
this. We honestly, like, the whole thing was, we were like...
A lot of us are really down to earth. A lot of us have families, you know. I mean, when we're not doing movies and being fucking sex crazy and constant... You know, we go home, we have normal lives, you know?
You know, that's the kind of thing, that's the kind of angle we wanted to, you know, get with you. Because, you know, on other radio shows like Howard Stern or something like that, you know, you got to go on there and be all dressed up and stuff like that.
Of it all, yeah.
Right, yeah.
We want to know the other side. Like, what is the person like when they're just home on, like, a Monday afternoon and they got to, like, do laundry? What is a porn star like in that situation? You know what I mean? That's what we're going to know.
That's the good thing about my book. I mean, you'll learn certain different things from my childhood and things like that. And, of course, the great times I've had with my fans and the great fucking I had, too, on top of it, you know? There's a great mix in there, you know? You got your normal life and you got your great sex, hardcore, good stuff, you know?
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out to, you know, sit around through the 8-minute break we had and to talk to our little show we got going on here. So we got the book coming out. You want to plug that again?
Yeah, my book's coming out. It's actually called I Didn't Pick This Title. And when Kensington, I can't say it right because of my accent, Brooks bought it, they decided to call it American Whore.
Okay.
Because, you know, what I've done for my life between the porn, being a whore.
Right.
I mean, why not? I'm not ashamed of it. Hey, yeah, I was a whore. Still am a whore. And I'm proud of it.
Hey, you don't need to be ashamed about that at all. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
We're big fans over here.
No, I love sex. You know, yes. Like a guy.
So do I. I just can't get any
of it. All the time. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
If you didn't have sex all the time, you'd stress, dude. Oh. That's why certain people you see, they're stressing. They need to have more sex.
You, Karen has a lot of stress.
First, you know what? After a year or so, you get
sex,
numb.
Dude. Is this the one that should talk less and you should talk more?
Karen's the one who hasn't had sex in 7 years.
Right.
And he has a lot of stress.
You talk more and let him talk less.
That's right. I should do like the hookup. That's right. I should do the hookup and then bring him in at the end and...
Exactly. Just like, get it hard. There you go.
Yeah.
Great. Now Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
Well, that's the everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a T-shirt.
I know. All right.
Well, anytime you need some sex talk, just give me a call.
So we got the books, we got the HBO Cat House, we got the clubs, right? Did we cover everything?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, Clothing Line too, Sunsets Wear. My website, a lot of people don't know this, but it's actually sunsetslife.com.
Sunsetslife.com, everybody. All you listeners out there listening to the program right now.
And actually, right now, I would like to mention at the end, if you guys don't mind.
Go ahead.
I know a lot of things that's been, you know, that big flood and everything that's been going on right now. I'm really worried about the people over there.
Yeah.
So actually, on my website, when you go onto it, it's got a big thing. I went with Red Cross, and I got a big thing with Red Cross with the number on it. So if anyone wants to donate some money.
Oh, that's great.
People need a lot of help over there. So, you know.
That's great.
Out, why not?
Cool. Cool. We'll be sure to plug that at the end of the show and throughout the rest of the show.
You are now our favorite porn star.
It's serious, the things that's going on. You know how many people have died through all that right now?
Yeah, it's a mess down there. And we were just talking about it for about an hour on the show before we brought you on. And it's just a complete mess. It's just a horrible situation down there in Louisiana.
That's why I hooked up and had Red Cross put something on my website, which is cool because I was amazed because being a porn star and all, you know, I didn't think they would do that. But they were cool about it. So, you know.
Very cool.
Go on there and get the numbers.
So. Excellent.
Very cool.
Right.
Send your money, people.
Thanks, guys.
Send your money, people.
Okay.
All right, Sunset. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for having me, guys.
Hopefully we'll talk to you soon sometime down the road. Who knows? Maybe when I get laid.
All right.
I'll call you back, all right, and tell you about
it. Okay, there you go. I hope you want phone sex. Bye.
Yes. Hey, there you go.
All right.
I'll last all of 3 seconds. It'd be great. Hi, Kieran. Okay, I'm done. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye, Sunset.
See you later.
Bye.
Sunset Thomas, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
You're listening to the best of LunaticRadio.com. We suck.
I got some more audio clips, everybody.
Yeah, let's get to the show.
And this one's pretty funny because it's apparently from some like show about training your pets.
Okay.
Right? I found it on the internet. And apparently there's this lady who hosts the show in the park doing a segment on, you know, I don't know, training a dog or some crap like that.
Right.
And apparently just adjacent to her across the park, a lady had her dog out and her dog apparently just ran up to some dude and bit him in the crotch.
Ugh.
You know, we had the show being taped, and then some live action happened, and like all the camera guys ran over there.
Oh, hilarity.
And, you know, hijinks ensues, everybody.
Yes.
So let's listen to the clip.
Even after 10 years of teaching, I never know what's going to happen. No, hold on. Oh, my God. Oh, and he's mad now. I'm in the middle of teaching, and I look over my shoulder, and there's this strange woman's dog that's attacking a man's leg.
I want you to come here for a second. No. You come here for a minute.
That's the guy who got bit. He's getting into an argument with the lady with the dog.
Yeah.
And the lady with the dog can barely speak English.
Sure.
I was taking everything I have not to go over there and to get involved.
Okay, I'm going to have the dog taken.
All he was doing was walking through the park.
That's what's right.
I've had some things happen with this woman's dog before where I've been out at the park training my own dogs, and that dog has gotten away from her and has come up after my dogs and myself and have had to run, and I just throw myself and my dogs in my car.
What if it was one of these? What if it was a child?
What are these things over here?
What if it was a tree or one of them childs?
It was a child. What if it was a child, like one of these kids?
The child, the dog's child, the child, don't get hurt. I tell everybody, run, the dog bites. I told you the first thing.
So apparently the Mexican lady, she knows she has a dog that bites people. So to warn the people, she says, run away, the dog bites. So she thinks that's good. That's a good enough warning.
Oh, God.
The dog! What? The dog is not right!
You're giving me problems. I'm not right.
Yeah,
but
I'm
you are not
give
right
problem.
Either. It's not my fault. I didn't mean to.
The dog has some serious aggression problems. And just because a dog is small doesn't mean that it can't hurt.
For many days, I didn't bring him here.
For me to poop on.
It's afraid when he bites me. He bites me in my vagina. When I'm walking and he sees other dogs,
no.
Right away, he jumps on my vagina because he gets so crazy. He doesn't know who I am.
You heard that right, people. She just explained to a camera person that her dog bites her in her vagina. Her vagina, people. She goes on to explain.
He forgets everything, and he bites the Labrador and his penis. I don't want him to bite my Labrador and the penis. My Labrador is a baby. It's beautiful.
Wait a minute.
You want to hear it again?
A penis.
He bites the Labrador and his penis. I don't want him to bite my Labrador and the penis. My Labrador is a baby. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I want you to bite him in the vagina, not a penis.
What's the law enforcement in this area?
It would be Van Nuys LAPD.
Van Nuys LAPD.
Yeah, I would definitely file a report.
Look, in my vagina, 2 times he bites me.
Look at my vagina. It is beaten.
Oh, man, this lady is... I feel bad for her because she doesn't know that this is like comic genius to Americans.
Yeah.
You do not go on camera and explain how your dog bites you in the vagina. Don't do that. I feel bad for her. I really do.
You're biting the Gucci.
Yeah, because, I mean, there are millions of people and all those freaks on the internet laughing our asses off at this clip.
That's gold.
These are very small, and they don't damage very much. They pinch.
Unfortunately.
They pinch on the penis.
They pinch on my vagina.
She says the dog bites her in the crotch, and I think that that's based on where it was going, and that was what it was going to do to me.
Part of the reason why her dog is such a hysterical dog is because of the way that she acts.
What did she do to her dog when it was a young pup to make it bite her in the vagina?
Oh, because she probably tried to stick it up there.
Do you think she's one of them people that puts like the peanut butter on the naughty place and has the dog do the oral?
I think you got
what
it.
What do you think?
I think you did it.
Thank you.
Your dogs mirror your behavior.
Oh my God, the police is here. The police is here.
Oh no, my vagina.
He's gonna bite me in my culo. He's not castrated. He has vasectomy.
You know,
like a man.
Oh, that's lack thereof, Missy.
Yeah, right.
Like a man have vasectomy, my dog have same.
She turned vasectomy.
But he won't have babies.
Okay.
She turned vasectomy into a verb. Vasectomy.
Happy.
The dog's name's Poppy.
Poppy!
To guilt. You're giving your written promise to appear.
Oh, man.
Poppy, come back to my vagina!
I feel bad for the young lady. Oh, the old lady, actually.
You've been vasectomied.
This is great.
Oh. I suffer when he bites me. He bites me in my vagina. When I'm walking and he sees other dog, he right away, he jumps on my vagina because he gets so crazy. He doesn't know who I am. He forgets everything. And he buys the Labrador and his penis. I don't want him to buy my Labrador and the penis. My Labrador is a baby. It's beautiful.
For 30 years, nothing on my vagina, so I have my Labrador in my vagina.
That is hysterical, dude.
Oh.
He doesn't bite me in my vagina. He go crazy. He loses his mind. And he bite me.
You need the Mexican music in the back.
I know. Oh, I got it. Here we go.
I suffer when he bites me. He bites me in my vagina. When I'm walking and he sees other dog, he right away, he jump on my vagina because he gets so crazy that he doesn't know who I am. He forgets.
He got the Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
He buys the Labrador and his penis. I don't want him to buy my Labrador and the penis. My Labrador is a baby. It's beautiful.
The Gucci.
So there you go. There you go.
Look, in my vagina, two times he bite me.
And we lost society, thanks.
I feel bad for her, man.
Oh.
That show is just from that one clip. They gotta give that lady some money.
That's a gold mine.
I don't even know what that lady just had TV gold right there.
Vasectomied. I've been vasectomied.
She just explained to a national audience on some pet show that her dog bites her in the vagina.
It's not like this was Cops. You know?
Yeah.
Like some show where you would see.
It definitely wasn't Cops because there was no one hiding underneath the kiddie pool.
Oh, look at you with that old reference.
Yeah, that's an old one, right?
That's an old reference.
Look, in my vagina two times.
Two times? No one hurt you, but I held up like three fingers.
Yeah. Two times.
Two times, papi. Two times. I used to put peanut butter on my culo. And that's where he learned it from. So when he goes crazy, he bites me on the vagina.
On the vagina.
Maybe it's biting her on the vagina because it smells like bacon or fish. Anything?
No, nothing.
Any comments?
Nope, you got nothing. Nothing, you got nothing.
A little wacky joke.
Anything. Anybody?
Anybody.
Crickets?
Word them up. All right.
We had nothing.
Oh my God.
When I came here and he said, yeah, beans is coming, I'm like, yeah, this show's going to tank.
Yeah. You know what? I did a publicist sent me some music of a new artist.
Oh?
Yeah. Apparently, Jim Roberts. He's a local musician here on Long Island. He's a young kid, plays that pop music like that. I don't know. What are the young bands now that play the pop music? Simple Plan.
Okay, Yellow Card.
Newfound Glory.
Sure. Thursday. Saturday. Tuesday. They're all weeks.
Yeah, like December. Those guys, right? So this publicist, I don't know who she is. She might be a young girl. She doesn't really know what kind of show we do or what kind of music we play. Because we're not a music show.
But wait, it's a chick?
Yeah, it was a chick. I don't know. Just some publicist.
Oh.
Who's trying to promote her artist.
Okay.
And she sent me some clips of his music, and I was like, all right, I'll give it a listen. I thought it was going to be some hard rock stuff, because that's what we play.
Sure.
I figured she might have listened to the show and
maybe
see what kind of show we did, but
no,
apparently not, because...
Come on, try to ramp this up. Ramp it up.
There is no way. I am playing Esh One, everybody.
Come on. Here we go.
Coming straight at you with the new hit for all the kiddies, everybody. It's Jim Roberts.
Babe,
I'm not an emo kid anymore.
Cry.
On the hot hits, 106.1 WBLI, everybody. Turn it up.
You think that's cool?
Turn it up.
I can do that better.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it again.
He turned it up. That's a class. There we go. He's getting ready now. Just like old times.
The song is I'm Just an Emo Kid.
Okay.
Here
we go.
Ready? You want to try one after this?
No, I suck.
All right. Hey, coming straight at you, 106.1 WBLI. It's a new one from a new artist, everybody. Jim Roberts.
Hey, babe, I think I have a cry. Because I'm not the big
That was freaking perfect. Perfect.
You nailed
it. I ramped that bastard right to the first word.
I see my emo books and wear my emo glasses. Make a big bad.
There is no way in God's green earth that I would ever play this. You know why?
Oh my God!
Because I hate the word emo.
Yeah.
Emo. Oh my God.
Bad word. That's a bad
word. Oh my God.
Good rap, buddy. What the fuck is this?
You know, Jim, he's young. He's young. Jim Roberts.
Oh,
if you listen to the program, Jimmy, you do a good song. You're a very talented young man. But instruct your publicist to know what she's sending your music
right.
to.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to send these songs to like a light FM station because they're not going to play this.
No.
You're not going to send it to a classic station because they're not going to play that.
Not at all.
And you're not going to send it to a scumbag like me who's going to make fun of it. All right? So get on the horn to your publicist and tell her not to send your music to a complete asshole.
Okay, I'm not ashamed or metrosexual because I'm heterosexual.
Sounds like Cartman.
Over you.
Respect my authority.
If again, I'm going home.
All right, so he has that one. Here's another song, everybody.
Oh, what a faggot.
Jim Roberts, local musician on Long Island.
Jim Roberts?
He's a talented kid, man.
Jim Roberts, the no telling nothing.
I promise I'm regretting every single word I missed. Play it over, pretend flowers.
He's using the goddamn voice corrector. You know who used that effect? You know who used that voice corrector effect?
Who's that?
Cher. He stole an idea off of Cher.
It's like that pop music. All right, that's that song. I don't know what that song's called, but here's another one. Oh, he gets hardcore with this one.
Oh, here we go. Jim Roberts on PAB.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do a ramp here. Come on, do a little... I'll hit the post for you.
All right. What's the name of the song?
I don't know. Call it Ball Bag in My Mouth, okay?
Jimmy Roberts.
Jim Roberts, bull bag in my mouth. Do it. Ready? The song's going to start with him singing, so I you have to do the ramp. Ready? Go ahead.
Jimmy Roberts, live on BAB. Bull bags on the chin.
I got nothing. Man, that was terrible.
I got nothing to bull bags on the chin.
He did the wrong order. See, hey, no, there's a new one from Jimmy Roberts here on WBAB 102.3, everybody.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's not a good ramp song. That's the problem.
All right.
Matt, sorry, whatever. I suck at it anyway. Just leave me to the promos.
Try to understand why.
We'll give this one a try.
I'm on my knees, begging, oh, baby, please. I don't have a gun.
Ooh.
Since I don't have a gun, I just want to know what you're saying at me, subtle.
Is this kid past puberty?
I don't know. I have a funny feeling. This
sounds like he's 13.
This is like Ted Stryker materials. It's just rip apart. That's what I think this is.
Hey, hey, Jimmy, if you're like a 14-year-old kid, man, you're very talented.
Yeah, hey,
you got a bright future. But just get a hold of your publicist and tell her to send it to the correct station.
If you're 27, you need.
Because Elvis Duran, everybody at G100 would love their stuff.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Craig T, the frat boy, would be. Hey, listen to the new Jimmy Roberts, everybody. It's great. I tell you what, at my 8th grade prom night, this would have been the song I would be jamming with the chicks to out there on the dance floor.
That you gotta love in 6 weeks in a smile, suntan, buttock style.
This is the theme song to my 8th grade year.
Yeah.
But,
Teeny boppers love it. The little teeny boppers.
Oh, they love that. They eat that stuff up.
Eat it up.
They eat it up.
Eat it all.
They take those Backstreet Boys, and you know, they love those guys.
They just suck them down.
And they love those little Simple Plan dudes. The guy Pierre, whatever his name is.
Whatever.
If your name's Pierre, change it. Okay? Rule number one when your name's Pierre, change your name. To survive your kooky prom, take my ball bag in your mouth. Oh yeah, the name of the song is Sweet Revenge. I forgot to say that. On 102.3 WBAB. Even though the BAB doesn't even play this music.
Yeah.
Classic rock station. I don't even know what I'm doing. 106.1 WBLI playing the hits, everybody.
Oh,
coming straight at you.
I don't know. That does nothing for me. Mm-hmm. Emo is just like, you know, they all sound like one giant band.
Hey, all right. Let's put the capper on Jim Roberts. Very talented kid, probably a very young kid, right?
Sure.
Very talented. He's got a really, he's got to work on the publicist. The publicist doesn't know what she's doing. Because she's sending the material to the wrong stations.
Unless she's hot, she can come on the air.
First of all, you're sending it to an internet radio station.
Yeah, which...
And it's not like many people are going to hear it.
Right.
Right. So, mail it to BAB. Mail it to 106.1. Mail it to The Box. Mail it to, what's the other? Party 105.
Yeah.
Mail it to all the pop stations across the country. Do not... make internet radio stations your priority.
Yeah, but from the shows, then, it's pretty impressive that some publicist found you.
I know.
And sent you this crap.
I know, that's weird, too. I guess she found us from, from the podcast. That's how she found us.
The podcast!
Yeah.
That's actually working.
Yeah, I believe her name's Suzanne. So, Suzanne, thank you for the clips. I appreciate you taking the time out to send them to me. Jimmy is not the type of material I play in my show, but I think he's a very talented young man, and I'm sure he's got a bright future.
If you got a nice rack, send us a picture.
What? I was just doing something so nice. I was making a kid feel good.
What did I do wrong?
Try to make this real. Make it so that I can feel.
So there you go. Jim Roberts, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. I played it first.
Goes gold.
Yeah, all right. Let's do a break and come back with this hellhole of a show we call LunaticRadio.com. Back with more hijinks, everybody, right after this.
You're listening to the best.
It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Like the Titanic, we've hit an iceberg.
Or the worst of LunaticRadio.com.
We've been doing this bit the last couple of weeks called movie clips that sound gay when taken out of context. We had a couple weeks ago, we featured the movie Tombstone. We played this clip.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work.
See? That's a movie clip from the film Tombstone. And when you take those lines out of context, they sound homosexual.
I get it. I get the premise. I got you.
So for the new listeners, you know what we're talking about now.
Right.
I found the epitome. Movie clips that sound gay when taken out of context. The epitome movie. You'll guess the movie when I play this first clip. Here we go.
Hey, Slider. I thought you wanted to be a pilot, man. What happened?
Goose, you're such a dickhead. Whose butt did you kiss to get in here, huh?
Well, the list is long but distinguished.
Yeah, well, so is my Johnson.
Guess the movie?
Yeah. Top Gun, of course it's
Top Gun, everybody. Top Gun is the creme de la creme
of gay taken out of context lines.
Right.
Gotcha.
Here's another.
I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice, man, I am dangerous.
With a little bite at
Maverick,
the end.
You and Goose get your butts out of that flight gear and up to Viper's office now.
Now come the montages.
King Daddy.
The King Daddy of movie clips taken out of context. Now, these are just a bunch of clips thrown together from one sequence in the movie.
Gotcha.
Here we go.
Marlon, you got him?
I'll get a visual ID, Cougar. You hook him.
Roger, and I'll clean him and fry him.
Marlon, see if he's a single.
Roger.
Goose, you see a trailer?
Negative, Marlon.
Looks like he's a single.
Cougar, I'm going to go head-to-head with him.
Take it easy, man. We kind of like this.
I'm gonna break high and right, see if he's really alone.
He's coming right at us.
Okay, buddy, what's on your mind?
There's two of them. He's coming around on our tail. Yeah, this bogey's all over me. Go get him, man.
Come on, lock up, baby. Lock up.
I got him locked. Bingo.
The hell is this shit engaging me?
God damn it, Mustang. This is Ghost Rider 117. This bogey's all over me.
There they are, right below us.
Right on Cougar's tail.
No way, Goose. He'd have fired by now. He's just trying to piss us off.
Maverick, get down here and get this ass off me.
Easy, Cougar. Bring it back hard right. Help me engage. I can't shoot this son of a bitch. Let's see if we can have a little fun with him. Cougar, your tail is clear.
Movie clips that sound gay when taken out of context.
Area around here? You're okay, Cougar. Easy, Cougar. Just a walk in the park, buddy. You're a little low. You're a little low, Cougar. Come on, buddy. Pull up. Pull up, Cougar. That's it. Almost there.
Top Gun is the perfect movie for this bit.
Yeah, that is good. Those first ones weren't so good, but that one definitely.
Movie clips when taken out of context sound gay. Top Gun is the best one. I have another montage from another dog fight scene.
Yeah, I know what this one is.
Here we go, everybody.
I lost him, Goose. Show me what you got, kid. I lost him.
I'm looking. I got him. He's on our tail, coming hard.
Yeah, I got him.
Chester's dead.
That one was good.
Yeehaw! I haven't even scratched the surface on this movie, people. I've only gotten through about 50 minutes of the movie.
Oh, yeah. It's like the whole last scene would definitely be...
Yeah, the wingman line has got to be one, too, right? You.
Yeah.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Bull ass, you can be mine.
Cougar.
No. Iceman.
Iceman.
Val Kilmer.
You know who Merlin is in that movie? Quick sidebar.
Merlin? No.
Tim Robbins.
Oh, yeah. Tim Robbins, right.
That was like...
Before. You know, I didn't notice him. Like, he's in that first sequence?
Yeah.
The dogfight sequence?
The Cougar's Rio.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That was Tim Robbins?
Yep.
Anyway.
He was the guy flying with Maverick in the end.
We can't go anywhere with this bit after this. Top Gun is the gayest movie ever.
I'm sure we can find other ones.
It's the gayest movie ever.
Well, you got him? I'll get a visual ID, Cougar. You hook him.
Roger, and I'll clean him and fry him.
Well, we'll see if he's a single. Roger.
Goose, you see a trailer?
Negative, Merlin. Looks like he's a single.
Cougar, I'm gonna go head-to-head with him.
Take it easy, Maverick. I don't like this.
I'm gonna break high and right and see if he's really alone.
He's coming right at us.
It doesn't get better than that.
No, it doesn't.
So, Top Gun was our movie clips that featured in our movie clips that sound gay when taken out of context. It's the best one. Our buddy down there, John, one of our listeners from Orlando, Florida, he actually sent one in from the movie Beckett.
Beckett?
Yeah, Beckett. It's like an old, it's a period movie.
Like
a Braveheart, or like a,
wrong period, never mind.
Othello.
I was
and
thinking like menstrual cycle.
No, it's like a, I don't know. It's one of those type of movies. So here we go. Here's his entry for the movie clips that sound gay when taken out of context.
Well, Thomas Beckett, are you satisfied? Here I am, stripped, kneeling at your tomb, while those treacherous Saxon monks of yours are getting ready to thrash me. Me, with my delicate skin. I bet you'd never have done the same for me.
That's pretty good.
That's funny, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, I love this little bit we do.
You do. You definitely get a good kick out of it.
It's so funny, though, when you take lines that sound gay out of context.
You think Top Gun was better than Tombstone, though?
I think Top Gun's got way more.
Oh, yeah, definitely more. But that one in Tombstone is just the best. That pistol and go to work.
I think if you take one line from a movie...
Oh, you could find tons if you do it that way.
Well, that's how we do it, really, but yeah. Top Gun just had so many.
I hear you.
I mean, if you take those montages and you edit them up, it sounds so gay. You know? The line from Tombstone is probably the best one.
Yeah.
I'm dropping the hammer!
No, you're not!
See, that was one we did last week from Days of Thunder. Another Tom Cruise movie.
Guy's got a lot of hidden gay messages going on.
So this one you think is the best one ever from Tombstone.
Well, best one so far.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said throw down, boy.
Yeah, this one is pretty good.
Yeah.
Do something or just stand there and bleed.
All right, yeah. So Top Gun was the movie featured in that little bit. Movie clips that sound gay when taken out of context.
Very nice.
Very good. And if you have, if you're a listener of the show and you have any ideas for this little bit, emails at the show at lunaticradio.com with the name of the movie and maybe a line or a place where we can find it or a movie we just... should reference.
There you go.
And go look at.
Sounds good.
Like Ronnie Beans was coming up with a couple others that he had in mind for next week's show. So, word them up. Let's do a break, Junior, and we'll come back. We'll talk to Rocket, our CEO, because he's going to give us the update on the bumper stickers and how they look, because I haven't even seen them yet. So we'll do that when we come back on the LunaticRadio.com show. Stick around, everybody.
You're listening to the best of LunaticRadio.com. We suck.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Disturbed, everybody.
Hey, did we get any drunk call hotlines this week?
No drunk calls this week, but I will be expecting some drunk calls because it's Memorial Day weekend coming up. So you know all you bastards are going to be out pounding brew.
No Jenny blowjob.
No Jenny blowjob. No taking red. A week off. No, no red. It's all right. We want some new ones. We want some new blood. I like the old blood, but new blood would be good, too. Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. Memorial Day week, and I know you guys are going out and getting pounded. I know I am.
I would just prefer blood, period. Be it old, be it new.
Yeah, just blood, whatever. Doesn't matter.
That's right.
Of course, email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, like our man Troy from New York.
T-Roy!
Hit us up, yo. Troy's a homeboy from New York. He's a hometown listener.
I got 100 clips, nigga. I'm from New York.
I'm sure. I wonder if Troy's got 100 guns and 100 clips.
I hope not.
Next time, if you talk, you talk. I got 100 guns, 100 clips, nigga. I'm from New York.
There we go. Gun sound. So hit us up at the show at lunaticradio.com, everybody. Word them up, you know? We're talking about this Playboy Playmate who lives in Shirley, right down the road from us. And we're talking about her town, and we were kind of ripping it. But we just realized we might have listeners in Shirley. Shirley, Long Island. So we want to say, hey, you got a great 7-Eleven.
That's right. Really, you have like one of the only Roy Rogers.
Yeah, right. You know? The only Roy Rogers on Long Island, probably.
Pretty much, that I know of.
That I know of.
Yeah.
So that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shirley's got...
it is fast food heaven.
Yeah.
It's got every fast food place you could possibly think of.
So that's something to be proud of.
That's right.
Down there in Shirley.
That's right.
And hey, you got a Playboy Playmate that lives in your
town. That's right. That's more than what we can say.
Yeah. We don't have that.
Right. We have, you know, Shoreham, Wading River. We have, you know, Major League Baseball players.
Right.
Some professors.
We have like a C-list actor.
Right.
That was from our town.
That's right. Some NASA people.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But no Playboy Playmates.
What the hell was that guy's name, the actor that was from our town?
Oh, Christ. I don't remember.
Something Sweeney. DB Sweeney.
DB Sweeney.
DB Sweeney.
That's right.
There you go.
He's not really C-list.
Well, what is he even on the list?
He's like a C+.
C+?
Yeah, you know.
What was he in? He was
Spawn? Yeah, he was in Spawn. He was in that movie, oh crap, the one with the guys in the plane, the Memphis Belle.
Oh, he's in Memphis Belle. He was in, he was in 8 Men Out. Great movie, dude. That's right. Played Shoeless Joe.
That's right. No, I thought John Cusack played
No. It was D.B. Sweeney. He played Shoeless Joe Jackson.
He did?
Yeah, he played a retard.
Yeah, so.
Couldn't read.
Yep.
Way to go, pal. Way to throw the series.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. So, Shirley, pucker up, Buttercup. You got some good things going on down there. You got the only Roy Rogers fast food joint.
Holler out to Shirley.
Yeah, holler at your boys, play it.
That's right. You also have the William Floyd Parkway, which is a major thoroughfare.
Yeah.
You know, that connects Long Island.
There you go. That's where I saw the Playboy Playmate.
That's right. You want to go Sunrise Highway, you want to go LIE, use William Floyd Parkway.
Hey, major outlet to the Hamptons.
That's right.
Runs right through Shirley.
That's right. And it's also, one of the big things is it separates Bellport from the rest of Long Island.
Right. And Bellport is a holy crap. You want to talk about a shithole? I'm sorry, I'm cursing right here. But you got, all right, this is how, I'm sorry for the people in Florida, you don't really care about Long Island stuff, but you're going to have to deal with it. All right, you got Mastic, which is a like a diarrhea crap of a town. Then you got Shirley, which is like a solid hard piece of crap,
or the TP used to clean up,
right.
So it's just like messy TP.
Yeah, it's like messy. Yeah, Shirley's like the messy TP, and then you got Bellport. Now Bellport is like the kind of crap that like blood comes out, and it's got some peanuts in it, and like it stinks real bad.
Right.
Like people look at the ass and they go, God damn. That's Bellport.
I like to think
they got all those towns right in a row.
I like to think of it as like a nuclear wasteland.
Yeah.
With like zombies and stuff.
I won't even drive through Bellport.
No.
Belport's got like dudes like walking like amputees like walking on the side of the road. And you got like one eye, one leg. Like, hey, okay. let me sing you a jig.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean,
basically, Shirley is like what buffers our town from Belport. So they got that going for them.
You know, actually, come to think of it, we should build a wall from the northern Long Island to southern Long Island. There should be like the Chinese Wall. It'd be like East Berlin and whatever.
Remember they put those outlets like, as you go down Sunrise Highway? They have the outlets in Belport.
No one goes to them.
No.
It's all empty stores except for like a Nike outlet.
There's a Bass outlet.
Oh, yeah. Christ.
The shoes, not the beer.
But Shirley, hey, you're the best out of the three.
Because you have a Playboy Playmate.
Yeah. And you got Roy Rogers. So pucker up, Buttercup. We don't want to diss on our listeners in Shirley. Because we know we have no listeners in Mastic and Belport because they can't afford the internet.
That's bad.
I'm sorry. I'm never going to Belport again now that I just trashed it.
Yeah, but like you ever went to Belport to begin with?
I did go to 7-Eleven once and I like quickly ran in and ran out with my coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Scary joint, dude. There's always dudes hanging outside like, yo bro, you got any crack? You got some blow?
I've been to Belport High School to play baseball.
As a kid, I used to go to Belport High School to play baseball, and they would have all the like the homeboys hanging outside of the school, and as we would like walk out off our bus to the field, they would like yell at us.
Right.
They're like, look at the white boys from Wading River.
Yeah.
What up, playboy? Throwing rocks at us. Want some crack? Want some blow? Want some rock?
Yeah, I went there once. That was about it.
Yeah. Take a break. Come back with more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
You're listening to the best of LunaticRadio.com.
The iPod revolution is over. LunaticRadio.com is now podcast. Check it out at PodcastAlley.com and Podcast.net. And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
For me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah. What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. A little filter. Classic song from the
mid-90s.
You know
what that song's about? That song's about a guy, I forget where it was, but he was a politician, and he was going to get busted for, like, taking bribes, and he called a press conference and then killed himself at the press conference in front of, like, all news crew. That's what that song's about.
Well, thanks for ruining it for me.
Sorry.
Ruined it.
Sorry.
I'm your host, Kim McCann. Email us at the show at lunaticradio.com. We're joined in studio by Junior and Ronnie Beans. Everybody, word up. Word them up.
On the level.
Yes. Yes. Word them up. I got a great clip here I found on the internet. So you know when, like, the news programs do those little interviews of, like, oh, there's a craft fair coming up, so they'll interview the guy about, a guy that's running the craft fair. I guess this guy's got a film, and he's putting it in a local film festival, and he's, you know, doing the interview on the news telecast there, and he just ends up puking. Because he gets all nervous. It's funny. Here it is.
With me now is Tyrone Davies. Welcome. Thanks so much for coming in. You're
Thanks
taking part in a local film festival.
Correct.
It's been going on for the last couple of days, and tonight is everyone at home's last chance to take part in it. You're showing a picture at 5:30 at the Ragtag Theater. Tell me about what's being shown.
The show that's going on tonight is called One Small Step. It's a documentary about...
You can kind of hear it in his voice.
Yeah, he's gargling a little bit.
Yeah, he's a little nervous. He's got that shaky voice.
The first chimpanzees to be sent into space. Sort of a combination of the history of the space program and an animal rights sort of activist piece.
How many of you guys got together to put together this film festival?
I actually watched the clip, and in the clip, he looked like he was drinking the night before because he was all like,
Did you hear him just with that big gulp right there? She was like, he's like, you know, like he's trying to keep it down.
Yeah, so I think it's a combination of being hungover and nervous.
There are two core individuals, myself and Ryan Wiley, and both of us went to school at MU in Columbia, and we're touring the country with that festival right now.
And one of the pictures that I know Ryan was involved in was the Joe Amrine piece that got a lot of, you know, publicity.
I'm sorry.
We're going to take a commercial break.
Yo, the clip is hysterical because they're sitting at like a console, like a desk, right? And he just pukes right next to her, and she's just like, the news anchor's just like, what the hell?
Where could you see it? Are you going to put that on the board?
Yeah, I'll put it on the board. God. I found it on a great site called uselessjunk.com.
Oh, man.
Great.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Just this white mess on the table.
I'm going to be sick.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's like, bleh. I know how he feels because I did myself, even though it wasn't on TV, I was on the radio. I puked on the radio.
Yeah.
I got a little nervous.
What was that?
This is about 5 months ago.
It spits. What, were you drunk?
No, I just feel like a hot flare.
That's gonna make me get sick. Oh my god, I just kinda look like I was gonna roll.
I have 30 more seconds of it. I keep on going.
What was wrong with you?
I was doing a news story and I was just reading it, and all of a sudden I got like a heat flash over me, and I was just like, what the hell? And I was just like, oh, I'm gonna puke. And I just ran to the garbage can and just started vomiting all over the place.
Oh, that got me a little nauseous.
It keeps going too.
You're not going here.
I wasn't here.
No.
Breathing
he's got,
heavy.
He's got the breathies.
Oh. He's like, somebody's killing me.
I pumped my own stomach right there. That's me puking on you.
God, that got me a little nauseous.
That was worse than the guy on the movie.
Yeah, especially the because anyone who's puked knows that that's exactly what you do after you throw up.
Oh, man. Ugh. And you get that little piece that's on your lip that you can't get off.
Oh, stop.
And it's just like hanging, and you keep trying to pull it off, and it doesn't want to come off.
Nothing's worse than puking when you're sober. Because puking when you're drunk is like the greatest thing in the world.
So you feel right better, up. Yeah.
You and know. You don't care that you're getting it all over yourself. When you're puking sober, it's like you taste it. You know what I mean? It's ugh, ugh.
Hey, listen, I think I would care if I was getting it all over myself.
Yeah. I don't ever really puke on myself.
I feel bad for that guy, whoever puked on the air, whatever his name was.
I'm all lightheaded right now. He just got me semi-nauseous.
No, he's the guy on the internet that puked. That's what he is. That's his claim to fame.
What was it, uselessjunk.com?
Yeah. It's a great site. Great site. Yeah. All right. It's Surreal Life. You want to hear the clips?
Yeah.
Clips of Mini-Me. The first episode, Mini-Me gets hammered. Like, they all go out in the jacuzzi or something. It's like, everybody's getting naked in a jacuzzi at the Surreal Life house. And Mini-Me decides to go drinking. Mini-Me's like, what, 3 feet?
3 feet, like maybe 80 pounds.
Guy if has, that. Yeah, he's tiny.
True. He is tiny.
He's like the smallest dwarf I've ever seen in my life. So here he is. Mini-Me gets hammered. Peter Brady carries him to his bed, all passed out, and this is where the clip picks up right here.
He was like out of this world by the time he got to the room. I don't think I've ever seen anybody so drunk.
I'm sorry. It's okay. Is there anything I can get for you, sweetie? I got a bottle of water.
He's like the baby of the house.
Yeah, that's how they treat him, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he just turned into, like, he's not a kid. You know, he's a midget. But he's old, you know?
He looks like a baby, though.
Yeah, he's a
real strange-looking dude.
I'm going to put it right here for you, okay?
I'm sorry.
I was trying to give him water just in case he was going to have a hangover.
This is the model trick. She's talking right now. She's banging.
The next morning.
It'll be okay. You should just go to sleep and at least drink some water before you go. So you don't...
See, he's getting all horny, a little mini-me. A little mini penis going on.
I'll get sick in the morning.
then he's...
All right, yeah, so he's all passed out, and he starts making all these noises like he's jacking.
He started moaning, in which I got pretty uncomfortable because it was like orgasmic.
I might get him on.
What the hell was that?
Oh my god.
What is that?
I don't know. It sounded like a little toy airplane.
Yeah, like starting off like.
Do you make these noises when you hammer?
No. Alright, so they go to commercial break, they come back, the saga continues.
Frankly, I have no idea what where he was coming from.
Now the whole house is woken up because Mini-Me's like, you know, jacking in his bed. He's got like wet dreams or something. And so Peter Brady's like the father of the house. He comes into the room. He's like, Mini-Me, what's going on?
I frankly need to get out of there.
Can I let you go to sleep?
He just became the weirdest person that I'd ever, you know, had the chance to.
He just became the weirdest person. What the hell was he before?
That's right. Do they all call him Mini-Me?
I don't think they call him Vern.
All right,
Vern.
I was going to say, I don't know if he would appreciate that.
No. Give me a dwarf.
Yeah, come here, little guy.
Yeah.
It's like father.
This is China. China's on the show, too. The one with the penis.
Right.
Remember China from last week, everybody?
With the man vagina?
The man vagina, and she's all passed out in her bed snoring.
She was snoring so damn loud.
This is the brat.
You would have thought a Sasquatch was in there.
The brat is one of those rappers that I guess didn't bank any of her money, so she
right,
lost
she's
it all.
Broke.
She gotta do reality television now.
What's his name? Yeah, Chewbacca from Star Wars. I was like, okay, this is not gonna work. I just sleep on the couch.
Hold on. Junior just noticed the...
it's a penis.
We have a picture of China's vagina on the lunaticradio.com message board.
That's a penis.
It is a penis, right?
What the...
Her vagina has a penis on it. She's a hermaphrodite.
What the hell is that?
It's a very, very large clitoris.
It looks like someone slapped a piece of chicken cutlet on it.
Yeah, like she was feeding her vagina chicken cutlets.
What happened to that?
Doesn't it look like a penis with a hat on?
It does.
Yeah, it does. It looks... What the f***? I'm sorry. I didn't want to see. I told you I didn't want to see that.
Horrible. All right, back to the clip.
On my way to the couch. It's the scooter. It's the infamous scooter.
Vern Troyer on a scooter.
Mini-Me is in the damn corner on his scooter, butt ass naked.
He's swinging.
Why does he have a scooter, though? He can walk.
Yeah, but he's tiny. It takes him a while to get from the bathroom to the bedroom. You know what I mean?
I guess.
He's like a turtle. At this point, Mini-Me is urinating from his scooter onto the floor.
Oh.
Hammered.
Oh, man.
The greatest piece of TV I've ever seen in my life.
He's getting like the scooter all wet with pee?
Yeah, he's just sitting on his scooter and just peeing on the floor. Like a dog.
Oh, man.
Peeing.
Look at this one, baby.
They get like they treat Peter Brady like he's the dad. Like yeah. They're like, wake up, Peter. Your son is peeing all over the place. He's yeah. Like, what the
heck? Could you imagine, like, if I would have ran in there, I would have grabbed him and, like, held him over the toilet, you know, like a little kid, you know?
Got a little litter box. Put him in a litter box.
Yeah.
He was hammered.
Stick him in the bathtub.
And it wasn't like he was, like, in a corner of, like, a room on a scooter peeing on a floor.
Why, my brother used to do that all the time when he was drunk. I swear to God. I kid you not. No joke. Brian used to do that all the time. He used to literally into our rooms. And, like, he was peeing one day in the corner, and I woke up. I'm like, Brian, what are you doing? He's like, get out of the bathroom. I'm like, you are peeing on my closet. He used to do it. He did it in my sister's room. He went into the bathroom one night and just started, like, opened the door and just started peeing in the door. And my dad would just got home from work and, like, was eating. And he was like, Brian. He was like, Dad, I'll be done in a minute.
Actually, the only time I ever had something similar like that happen was one time I got so drunk I went to pee. But I had shorts on that didn't have a zipper in front. Like that, like, so I had to pull down my shorts to pee. But I didn't pull them down far enough.
So you're peeing all over yourself?
So I'm basically peeing all over myself. And I was at a party.
That's great.
So I had to, like, I had to do some, like, quick... I stayed in, like, the shadows, like, all night. So nobody could... Luckily, they were dark-colored shorts.
I had a couple friends in college who, like, when they would get really hammered and pass out... They would just pee themselves in bed, like they would wet their bed.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's just a...
I've never...
That's alcohol.
That's just a belligerent drunk just like, F it, I don't want to get up.
Like, I'm so drunk, I don't even want to...
But how embarrassing is that?
I had a friend of mine take a dump in his pants that way once, that he was so drunk, he had to... He decided he wasn't even going to get out of bed, and he just crapped himself right in bed.
Ugh. That's horrible. All right, back to Mini-Me.
That's Rockstar peeing in the corner.
I don't want to see his naked ass no more. I don't want to see his penis no more. So I went to get the savior of the house in this particular situation, which is Chris.
Chris, you got
five good news. What's going on, Vern?
Yeah.
What's with Peter Brady being jacked?
Yeah, what happened to Peter Brady, dude?
Well, he's jacked? Oh,
he's huge. A big dude. You got to see him. His arms are huge.
Yeah, wow. He's a big dude.
Maybe he got tired of people making fun of him because he was Peter Brady.
Yeah.
He hit puberty, all right. That guy, when the show ended, his voice was cracking, wasn't it?
It's time to change.
He's jacked now.
Bert, what's up, babe?
What's up, babe?
Drunk.
Yeah,
and naked. It's just sort of strange. You know, strange.
It's strange that you're a midget peeing on the ground.
His answer is the best.
Yeah,
answer, right?
There's a naked midget in the bathroom.
Not only are you strange normally, but this is this off the wall.
This is taking it up a bar, too.
Strange. Well, just living in
strange. It's like this whole thing is strange.
Yeah, I should.
I'm naked right now, so.
Just hanging out.
That's strange. It's not strange.
That's it with Vern Troyer peeing on the ground.
I mean,
not in a homo way, but I just want to see Vern Troyer.
Like, I was just thinking, does he have a midget hammer, or does he got a fully, you know, fully equipped hammer, and he's like a?
Because he's a different breed of dwarf.
Okay.
He doesn't like, because, you know, you get, like, the dwarfs with the, like, they got, like, not to be mean or anything or degrade them, but they got the big heads, you know what I mean?
Well, there's two types.
You don't have that.
There's the type where everything's little, and then there's the type who've got the big hands and the big head, but they're just small.
I love the ones with just the little tiny arms, you know what I'm saying? Like they're just like, you die, like their arms are like.
Or the little fingers look like little sausages.
They look like, you know, they're like, oh man, for like a day I wish I could be like that. Just have those little tiny hose. Those things is crazy.
Do you think Vern Troyer's got like a regular size hammer?
I doubt it.
I bet his penis is probably proportional to his body.
It's like our thumb.
It's like our thumb.
It's like our thumb hanging on.
That's it. I tell you what, that was the best opening episodes for Surreal Life ever. The best single reality show I've ever seen.
Really?
Single episode of a reality show.
a naked midget pissing in the bathroom is, that's gold.
Put that on Fox every day, and I'm watching it 24 hours.
It's a ratings bonanza.
Oh, man.
Midget peeing?
The producers were like, this is great. This is absolutely great.
Every episode, let's get this guy liquored up.
We couldn't have asked for anything better.
Oh, yeah. Probably take like 3 sips and he's hammered.
I bet. Probably a cheap date.
He's shot. Vern Troyer. All right. Let's do a break. We'll come back. I'm more lunaticradio.com. Golden Globes, everybody. Recapping it right after this.
You're listening to the best.
Word them up. A lot to get to on today's show. Not really, but I like to say that at the top of the show to get people interested.
Or the worst of lunaticradio.com.
Hey, you know what? I actually found out this week what it is like to go through labor.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
By taking a crap.
Oh, right.
I know what it's like to go through labor.
Labor boy.
On Thursday, I was eating granola all day, and I got a little backed up, as they say.
Constipation.
So I had a little coffee, eating granola, drinking coffee all day. 10 o'clock comes around at night, I'm like, hey, the stomach's getting a little restless. Had to run up to the old bathroom. You know, I figure it's going to be like an explosive...
storm in the beaches of Normandy?
Right. Kind of like a firecracker going off in your hand, but, you know. So I get in the bathroom, you know, get down there. You know, I figure it's going to be like at least 2-minute dump, and I'm out. No.
Roll 10:40.
25 minutes later, I'm in the dumper, crying my eyes out, doing like the Lamaze breathing. A freaking brick came out my butt, Joe.
Leave it to this show to talk about your crap all the time.
A brick. Let me just tell you people, please, whatever you do,
don't eat bricks.
Don't eat bricks, right. And do not eat granola bars for a day straight.
Oh, yeah.
And Junior just broke the microphone. We're going to take a break in a second, Junior. You can just shut up for the rest of the segment. All right?
Whatever.
That's still brick coming out, by the way.
I know what it's like to go through labor. I know.
I don't doubt it, dude. It sounds
ladies,
like
by the way, if you're complaining, his brick weighed about 6.8 ounces.
I believe my dump was 8.2 ounces.
8.2, that's a bigger brick than we all thought.
And I was so frustrated. You know how, like, after you take a dump, like, guys are always proud of their dumps. And they, like, maybe they'll look at it in the toilet after they get up. You know what I mean? I didn't even look at it. I was pissed at it.
Come on, you looked.
No.
I didn't look.
Get
I was
the hell
pissed.
Out of it. Was it a
I
quick was... wipe or a thick wipe?
Oh, I was there for a
while. Yeah. Well, we're on this subject.
I got
anyway.
To the point. It was 25 minutes. Sorry to cut you off, Joe. I got to the point where I was just like, this effort ain't coming out. I was going to get a spoon and, like, get it out. I was crying.
Did you get a diameter and a length on this thing? Because let me tell you a story about yesterday.
Go ahead.
I whacked down about 3 slices of pizza, pepperoni.
Oh, man.
We're talking this thing was peaking from the bottom of the bowl out of the water.
Right.
I looked down and there was a bass in the bowl. We're talking like, this thing was like 36 inches long, man. I couldn't even believe it.
I'm telling you.
I had to flush it twice just to get the thing down.
Now, how long was the whole session?
It was a quick slide, man. It was lubed up, so it slid out good.
It was lubed up.
It slid out. Well, I was working all day, so I had worked up a sweat.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it slid out nicely.
Yeah.
But it was at the top of the bowl, man. I had to kick it down before I could even attempt to clean up the situation.
Oh. Dude's killing me.
Yeah. So I found out what it was like for a female to go through labor.
Yeah, I don't think the females aren't going to buy it, but
They're buying.
It's the best.
I went through it.
It's the best we can do. Right?
I know what it's like to pass something that's 8 pounds 2 ounces out of a hole in my body.
Exactly. I ain't mad at you.
I've been there.
I was crying. Anyway, we got a lot to do on today's show, everybody. Craig at Rockland USA is going to call us in the next segment. And just a bunch of other stuff. I got some clips to play for you. A little game I thought of. And a whole bunch of other stuff. So stick around. More LunaticRadio.com. Joey C in studio, everybody.
You're listening to the best of LunaticRadio.com.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus.
We suck.
Is that her right there? Maria Sharapova? That's her? Is that her on the screen? It's a lunaticradio.com for show. Back from break. Emails at the show at lunaticradio.com. We're looking up pictures of Maria Sharapova, the new hot chick on the women's tennis tour. I think we might have another countdown here. She's very hot. We're going to have to wait till she turns 18. My God. I'm going to go to hell. I'm going to hell like 80 times over, people.
Oh, she's young, dude.
You know, like when I go to hell, I'm going first class. You know, like the really bad guys go to first class.
She knows how to play that sex appeal, though.
Maybe half it's her fault because she's looking sexy in pictures. God, she's hot. She's almost hotter than Anna Kournikova. I think she is hotter than Anna Kournikova, actually. Anna Kournikova doesn't have the greatest face in the world. This girl's got a really nice face. Yeah, that's good. And she's 15. She shouldn't be posing like that.
Nah, she's 17.
17? Well, that's legal in New York.
Let's see, 87, 97...
Thanks to Jimmy, my cousin, for giving me that information last week.
2005,
she'll be 18. Very nice. Look at Doug doing the math. So Maria Sharapova.
Wind up in a nude gallery.
Yeah. Doug's in a nude gallery now. Yeah, all show we've been talking about her AC trip.
Look at Anna, though.
Our AC trip, it was freaking... It was awesome, dude. She had the greatest effing time. And the laughs didn't stop. We're going to do the news in a little while. The laughs didn't stop. I mean, on the ride home was probably the funniest moment I've ever had in my entire effing life. I never have laughed so hard in my life. It was all thanks to Brash and his, his eating habits. It was amazing. We were on a freaking, you got to take I-95 to come up because we didn't want to take the Verrazano. Anybody is from New York, you know that the Verrazano is a pain in the ass to get through. Especially, coming up from Jersey on Sunday. Effing traffic's like, 3 hours. So we take the I-95 all the way up towards the GW. And, everybody in the van was kind of feeling it. Like, because we've been eating and drinking all weekend. Everybody's got the farts. Everybody's farting, in the van and all that crap. But as we're getting to the GW... that's what the van sounds like. As we're getting to the GW, Braj is like, Bootsy! Braj was navigating. He's like sitting in the passenger seat. And every time he wants to like Bootsy to make a left, he goes, Bootsy! He yells out the name, Bootsy! So he goes, Bootsy, gotta take crap! This is the most... just that got me started with the laughter. I started cracking up.
This is like a half a mile from the toll, too.
Yeah,
which
half
is, pretty populated, and all the roads are merging into one place.
Oh, yeah.
There's not really much median. There's like... barely a shoulder to pull off on because they're trying to funnel you into the tolls in like an orderly fashion, and it's like 17 lanes coming down in the four.
Heavy traffic. Heavy New York traffic. And Braj, you know, after the first little, you know, sign that he's got to take a dump, it gets, you know, increasingly harder to prevent it. So he's going, Bootsy, shoulder, get on the shoulder. Bootsy, shoulder, right there. Everybody in the back's like looking out for traffic. He's like, go, you know? So Boots does like a 90 degree turn across like four lanes of traffic, New York traffic, because Braj has got to take a dump. And at this point, I'm thinking Bootsy's going to get off at the exit. You know, because I can't really hear. There's so much commotion going on in the van.
See, what was happening with me was I was trying to navigate him into the easy pass lane.
Oh.
So that we could take it fast. But he's just going like a completely other direction. Yeah. So I'm going, Bootsy, you got to stay to the left. You got to stay to the left. And Braj is going, right, get to the right.
It was so hysterical. I guess you had to be there. We're trying to paint the picture.
I didn't know what he wanted.
Yeah.
So I'm saying left, get in the left lane, and Braj is going, get over to the right.
I felt so bad for Boots the whole time, because he had to drive his, he had like his seven navigators like behind him. Everybody going, Bootsy. Drive faster, slow down, Bootsy. Slow down. Yo, watch that guy. You know? It was just going crazy. So Bootsy's doing a 90 degree turn across four lanes of traffic. Almost, you know, getting us clipped by like Mack trucks. And gets to the side of the road. And Braj at this point is like up on his seat, like, you know, he's just gonna explode with freaking massive diarrhea.
And he's percolating.
Yeah, he's got his head out the window. He's like, just get on the sidewalk, Bootsy. And he's got his head out the window like a dog, you know, trying to sniff like the air, like looking for an area to take a dump. He's like, I'm just going to do it right here. So we're on I-95, just in front of the GW turnstile.
And it's funny because right where we pulled over was like the last patch of grass and bushes right before the toll.
Yeah.
And there's an upper lane coming down, like an on-ramp coming down onto the road that we're on.
Yeah.
And we're right at the like corner of that. So there's like maybe 4 feet.
There was like a little embankment with like some weeds.
Yeah, some shrubbage.
Kind of like if you watch
one tree there.
If you watch like the U.S. Open this week, that little, you know, that fescue they had in the rough, it was like 4 feet of weeds, pretty much. And
there's nowhere to go because it's.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's uphill.
Yeah.
It would be hard to stand. Yeah. There. Never mind.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
It'd be hard to make a bunker shot out of that one, man. Let alone take a crap.
Still watching Braj trying to determine whether that. It was doable.
Yeah.
And watching him sweat while he was smoking a butt.
You ever see like a chipmunk eating an acorn and like somebody walks by and chipmunk gets all paranoid with his head? That's what was Braj. He was looking up in the woods like, can I take a dump up there? Can I take a dump?
You could actually see the sweat.
Yeah.
Like forming as beads on his forehead.
So Bootsy just stops the car and Braj gets out. You know, he's looking in the woods, can't find anything. And I guess at this point, it was no going back.
Yeah, it reached the point of no return.
No return. So he's like,
we were determining too if it would be doable to open like the doors, the side doors on the van, and make it like a stall.
Right. But we would have had to watch it.
Yeah.
That wasn't happening. I couldn't have that. So Braj, you just see him in the side door, you know, because like the passenger door has like, it's just a window, and you see him stay. You see his head and his shoulders. And all of a sudden, he just goes down.
He turns, you see the back of his head, and then it just drops.
Yeah.
And you just hear it.
Yeah. There it is. It's a reenactment right here. It was the funniest effing thing. There is Braj on I-95 just in front of the George Washington Bridge, rapping on the side of the road with like mounds of traffic next to us. Just like hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers passing by. There's Braj. Bootsy! Got that crap. Does it right on the road.
On the shoulder.
On the shoulder.
No. No coverage.
No coverage.
No coverage. That's a real man for you right there.
Oh, my God. And when he went down, he's wearing, oh, God, he's wearing a fluorescent shirt. The most yellow of yellow shirts. The brightest thing. You know, like, it's just so bright. You can't miss this guy from a mile away wearing that shirt.
Yeah, picture like Mexico during World Cup soccer.
Yeah.
With their, like, shiny shirts. That was the shirt he was wearing that he picked up for $5.50 at a thrift shop on the boardwalk.
Bootsy, let's go. I'm done. Let's go.
And then one of the funniest things that just kicked me over the edge, not that I wasn't laughing hard enough, DJ going, you better take off straight.
He's going
so
right
you
over.
Don't run it over.
Yeah, we pulled away, and everybody in the back rushes to the back window to take a look at Braj's thumb. It was disgusting, man. But the funniest moment ever. I was almost in pain. Like I was like, please stop making me laugh.
Yeah, I felt the pain too.
Oh, it was hurting. I'm sweating just talking about it.
Yeah, it's funny because that and you throwing up and playing it on the show.
Oh yeah, that's pretty funny.
Both have just made me laugh harder than I've ever laughed. And then the two probably grossest things that I've heard and yeah. seen and oh. Yeah. But it, you know, just the laughs.
Oh, my God. The laughs were just nonsense. So that was like on the way home, and that was like the last enjoyment. Of course, Brosh had no toilet paper, so he had like powder, baby powder with him. So he powdered his ass in front of everybody in the van, which was delightful. Right in front of Yankee Stadium, I believe he was doing that. That's kind of a...
Oh, wait, great time, great time.
Great time in Atlantic City. I swear to God, it's, you know, it's not just the gambler's town, I guess. And you can have fun there if you don't gamble. I had the greatest time.
This is Joanna Bowie of PhoneSexCall.net, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Word them up, everybody. Gotta have the build-up for the song.
Nice.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show at LunaticRadio.com.
It's like a beer factory. Look at you.
Word them up. It's that time in the show, everybody. Our big special guest is going to appear.
Oh, boy.
She's actually on the line right now. Very hot. The hottest Canadian I've ever seen. Joanna Bowie from PhoneSexCall.net. Nightflirt.com, all sorts of websites. Anyway, I think she's on the line. Joanna Bowie, welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show. Are you there, Joanna?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
How you doing?
How you doing? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Welcome to the program.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You're very, very welcome.
Now, which is the website I'm supposed to promote? It's PhoneSexCall.net, right?
Yes.
I got to tell you, I've been talking to Joanna all week.
I bet you have.
Yeah. Because she's really hot and she wanted to be on the program. And, you know, the whole phone sex business is, like, kind of fascinating to me. How'd you get started in this whole thing?
Quite a long time ago, I just answered an ad in the paper, and it was for one of those 900 office things. And
so you've been in the business for a while?
Yeah, about 9 years or so.
And you own PhoneSexCalls.net?
Yes, I do.
And PhoneSex.biz, right?
Yes.
NightFlirt.com is something else? That's a company or something?
Yeah, well, that's the vehicle in which we get paid. It's a company, and they give us an extension number, and they process all the credit cards and all the payments. We don't see any of the customers' names. They can be whatever they want, or, you know, I have no control over that. So it's very anonymous, and they can't get a hold of me except through there.
Right. So when the guys call you, they're actually calling you through that network?
Yes.
I got to listen to one of your, because on your website you have also, you can talk to you directly and you can listen to like recorded listings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like she tells like, you know, sexy stories and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so for like research, I went on and I listened to, which one did I listen to? Do you remember?
You just listen to one that I kind of, if I'm in a naughty mood or something, I
God. Can... You know, it was nice. It was like...
Freaking dude, naughty.
As soon as the phone call started, it was just like, I'm taking you on the couch. I'm just going to bang you, pretty all much, right. The whole phone sex thing.
Hercules,
it was great.
Hercules, Hercules.
You know, actually, phone sex is great. It's a great, like, getaway from, like, watching porn. Like, when I watch porn, I get sick of it after a while. The visual stimulation is just not working anymore. And I want the phone. I want somebody whispering in my ear. And that's what Joanna provides.
You want interaction.
Right.
This is what you want.
This is more of a choose-your-own-adventure.
Yeah. Right. And Joanna's very skilled at that.
Believe me. Yeah.
I like it because you kind of let your imagination kind of go. And lying if I said I got off, like, every time. But, you know. I'd be lying if I said I didn't get off.
So you do. You've had guys that have called you and you have gone to completion, as they say.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I'm sold.
See, that's hot.
Customer.
But the old story about, like, the whole phone sex business is that the chick on the other line is just, like, some huge, like, massive, overweight woman in, like, her mid-50s. And with Joanna Bowie, that's not the case.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, very, very, very hot. Like I said, the hottest Canadian I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, there's all kind of, as far as night flirt goes, there's, like, all kinds of women. So, you know, if that's what you're looking for, you could get the big overweight.
Right, yeah. Right. There are girls that do, like fetish phone calls, right? Like, you can call up a girl and ask her to, like, beat you up verbally.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Did eat your and get on your knees and bark like a dog kind of thing.
Ooh, it's a Kmart of phone sex.
Yeah. It's got everything.
Oh, it's got everything you could possibly ask for. Now, I mean, as far as I am, I'm just me and I like to, you know, go with whatever idea they come up with. But, you know, I mean, I'm not into the domination kind of thing. I like seducing everybody.
Right.
Oh,
you get
God.
You get. I'm sure you get some strange phone calls, and you were telling me about some during the week, and, like, one guy would just call up and ask you to sneeze?
Oh, yeah. He called, and he just wanted to know if I could sneeze whenever I wanted to, and I said, well, no, probably not, but I'm like, why? And he says that he liked it because apparently you had a better orgasm when you sneeze.
Whatever works, right?
Yeah, whatever works.
I mean, well, Joanna gets paid for that.
Yeah,
so
that's incredible.
Shoot, that's
yeah. Well, you know, and I've had other people that just kind of like want. Oh, I had one customer who wanted me to be Wonder Woman for him.
You mean tie him up with the golden lariat, make him tell the truth
and everything, and you know, take over and be all this strong, dominant woman. But then in the end, he switched it around, and he was the bad guy. And he had his way with me at the end, and you know, but I had the whole outfit and everything, and the big tits and
the ricochet wristbands,
reflecting bracelets and everything.
Yeah. Ooh.
You got some freaks out there, I gotta tell you. Some of these guys I call you up are just
bizarre.
I still don't understand the sneezing one, but
no,
that's
that
cool.
One I don't understand at all. I haven't talked to him very much, but it's kind of strange.
You know what I like? I like chicks to call me bite size. Could you call me bite size right now?
Bite size?
Yeah, bite size. Say, Kieran, you're a bite size, and I want to beat you up.
Kieran, you're a bite size.
Well, Kieran is pretty tiny. I don't know if you've seen the photos or anything from the website, but he's a little guy.
Well, the better question would be, can I bite you?
Oh! Lord. Winner.
Jeez, I'm so freaked out there on the phone right now. Are you always, like, in the mood when a guy calls you? And, like, wanting sex, like, maybe you're, like, in the middle of cooking dinner, and all of a sudden you got, like, Hal from Idaho calling you, asking you to,
Well, I may not be cooking dinner, but I spend a lot of time on the computer, so sometimes I'm guilty of playing computer games.
Yeah, so you're actually not doing, you know, reciprocating the act.
Not always.
No, so you'd be, like, playing, like, what, solitaire and talking to this some dude.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, not everything is so exciting, and I'm not sitting around the house masturbating 24 hours a day.
See,
don't say that. Although there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, we would like that to happen. We would like that to be the case.
So, which phone calls are your favorite?
Which calls are my favorite? Oh, I had a caller the other day, and I must have talked to him for 2.5 hours, and he wanted me to recreate From Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with
it. Yeah, I've seen that movie.
I've seen the movie.
And it's the girl in the mask with high heels, but she's not wearing any clothes.
Right.
And the orgies are going on all over the place, and everybody's wearing masks. And I kind of just got to have that scene and then just kind of created for him. And I was the girl, obviously, that he met. And
did you have that weird music playing in the background? Like, whatever the hell that music is.
No, I don't have that kind of
You got to be equipped with that kind of stuff.
It doesn't have a studio.
Yeah.
Sampler, you know.
That's hot. So the guy calls you up. He's like, hey, I really love this Tom Cruise movie, and I want to reenact a scene from it. That's weird.
He was very descriptive on what he wanted and, you know, and just wanted me to kind of go with it. And the more description, the better. And, you know, some guys, they don't want to hear all that kind of stuff, and that's cool, too, because I don't always want to talk about all that kind of stuff. But it was a good, it was a really good call.
Do you ever have any chicks call you up?
Yeah, I have.
Really?
Is it? What's the ratio between? I'm sure it's mostly guys, right? But like, how often do you get a female calling you?
Maybe once or twice a year.
Wow. Oh, really?
I figured it would be more than that.
You think?
I would think. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Judging from your pictures, I don't know. If I was a chick, I'd be into
it. I'd make my girlfriend call you.
Call the girl now. I just want to listen.
Now, I've had couples call me.
Oh,
there we go.
Conference calls.
Yeah.
That's more often than just girls alone.
Oh, all right. Wow.
What do the couples want?
Well, the guy can call and he can be submissive, so then I could tell him what to do to her, you know.
Wow. Oh, really? And, like, you know, the people calling in, they're having sex, literally, or no?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I had one guy call and tell me exactly, or get him to tell... No, me to tell him exactly how to eat her
Nice.
Winner! Hey, hello.
That's good.
I guess the F8.
Yeah, we're just going to have to bleep that one word, but that's fine.
Yeah.
We got the picture.
That's right. We will bleep as many words as we need to.
Feel free. Just go. We're getting here live.
Yeah. Is there any way I can mail myself to you in a box, like FedEx style? Maybe you can, like, open me up during Christmas and... have your way with me.
Well, he could be your little drummer boy.
I'm sure you could.
Does Joanna know about your streak or lack thereof?
I think Joanna knows I haven't been laid in like 10 years, right? Do you know that, Joanna?
Well, I've been getting that impression that you're a little nap in the
car. Do I give off that impression?
Just a little bit.
I really do?
Yes.
God, yeah, I got to work on that, dude.
Yes, you do.
I'm just never going to get laid if I give off that impression.
Well, you need more confidence is what you need.
Yeah. I think I need some help from Joanna Bowie, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That would help.
Well, you know, I could really take care of that, Karen.
Whoa!
Karen's like, everybody out of the studio. Show's
over. Phone sex called
on. We're going to break.
Can you give us, like, a little demonstration of a phone call? Because I'm sure the listeners would love that.
And you want to hear about how I'd lick you up one side and down the other?
I guess so.
It was hot until you spoke, Karen. I do not to speak.
Let me, like, paint. You guys got to help me out with this. The guys in the studio. I'm going to paint the scenario, and then with you in it, and then you just, you know, join in and take over. Is that cool, Joanna?
That would be very cool.
All right, here's the scenario. Late night, just finished doing the show, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm pissed about how the show went. Ronnie kept on calling me gay the whole time. Junior wouldn't stop giggling, and Rocket screwed up all the technical aspects of the show. So I'm really pissed. And I'm sitting there with a fifth of Jack and a cigar behind my microphone stand. It's all dark. The studio's dark. In walks this sexy blonde, right? With a Canadian flag. Holding the Canadian flag.
And a can of molasses.
Right.
And Rush is playing in the background.
Which is, this is going so horribly. The scenario part is.
What's at home?
So it's, I'm in the studio. You walk in. You got the Canadian flag, all Canadian spirit going. And I say, hello. You brighten my spirits. And where do I go from here, Joanna?
Would you let her talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I would walk in and say, hi, Karen. I hear that you've been having a rough kind of day, and I just want to take care of all your worries and a few other things. And I see that you need some relaxation. And since I got such a nice connection to the North Pole, I thought I'd send you a gift early, and here I am.
That is so freaking hot. What are you doing? Are you underneath my console?
He gets right to the chase, doesn't he?
Oh, I would just take you by the hand and walk straight up to you. Ooh. Kiss you straight on the mouth. Run my fingers through your hair. Lick my tongue all the way up to your ear. Like to f*** me.
Yeah,
sweating.
If you just, if you're posing the question, the answer is yes.
Yes. Good God.
Proceed, Joanna. Is there any more? Because if this was an actual situation, I would be done.
Oh, but I'm not.
Oh. Oh my God.
I need some Viagra.
You need some Viagra.
Yeah.
Do you?
Because I'll be done. That's very hot, Joanna.
Hmm. And then, of course, always so many things to do out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm spent.
That was the most action he's had in 3 years.
You see that, Joanna? That fun, that the whole scenario lasted about 10 seconds, and we were actually having sex. It would be about 10 seconds.
That was it.
So I'm no good on the phone either. This is great.
Gotta learn to be gentle with you.
Oh, yeah. Can you say, Kieran, you're my master?
Kieran, you're my master.
Oh, my God.
That's great. That's great. That's
so going to be a soundbite for the show.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to do a plug for the show.
Oh, my God.
Can you say, Ronnie, here's your cheeseburger?
Ronnie, here's your cheeseburger.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Junior, you want her to say anything?
No, I'm good.
Well, Joanna Bowie, you've been a great sport. And I instruct all my listeners to call Joanna Bowie at phonesexcall.net and speak to her live, listen to her recordings. She's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, I'd like to tell all your listeners something. When they sign up, they get 3 free minutes and then can do a call.
Nice.
And on the second call, I will give them 2 more minutes for the next call. If they tell me they heard me on lunaticradio.com.
Wow.
That is great.
Very nice.
So for all of our listeners, call Joanna Bowie, and there's some special offers. You get some extra minutes for free just for tuning into the lunaticradio.com show.
Does that apply to people who are actually on the show?
I don't think so.
Employees do not.
Employees are not eligible for the gift.
I'm sure we could work something out.
Nice.
Thank you.
I tell you what, Joanna, we have to have you back on the program sooner or later. Sooner than later, actually.
It was fun.
Well, I appreciate your phone call, and take care of yourself. Merry Christmas.
You gotta do a plug.
I will. Merry Christmas to you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
PhoneSexCalls.net. We'll plug your show for the rest of the freaking time. All right, Joanna. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Joanna Bowie.
It's gonna be wow.
Joanna Bowie from PhoneSexCurl.net, PhoneSex.biz, LivePhoneSexGirls.com,
wow,
and NightFlirt.com.
Pretty
on
much.
The Lunatic Radio.
Anybody who listens to this show knows that in about an hour and a half there will be 4 guys. There will be 4 guys.
I know. Wait phone. A little bit.
God damn it! It's busy.
I gotta do a break.
Get off the phone, Kieran.
Come back with more LunaticRadio.com right after this, everybody.
You're listening to the best.
Word them up. A lot to get to on today's show. Not really, but I like to say that at the top of the show to get people interested.
Or the worst of lunaticradio.com.
This is Damon from Queen Creek, Arizona. You're listening to LunaticRadio.com, motherfuckers.
The iPod revolution is over. LunaticRadio.com is now podcast. Check it out at PodcastAlley.com and Podcast.net. And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.